Yes, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We celebrate Him every day because that's what our faith is based on. For if we do not believe that He rose from the dead, then our faith is vain and we are yet in our sins. But not only did He die for our sins, but He also rose from the dead. Glory to God. Died for our sins, according to Romans 4 and 25. He was delivered up for our offenses. Hallelujah. And He rose again for our justification. And ladies and gentlemen, men and brethren, justification means as if it never happened. Glory to God. Justified in the name of the Lord. It's a time for us to praise the Lord. You know, I just want this to be a fellowship hour that everyone that's in here can feel free, you know, to praise the Lord and just share wonderful works of our God. The psalmist said, in the congregation will I make mention and declare thy wonderful works. You know, so, you know, let's get some practice. We're going to be doing more and more of this, especially when this club gets converted to a house. We'll see how it goes. Want it to be more of a fellowship. You feel free. When you come in, be ready to share. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank You. As always, every time we gather together, we love You. And we know You first loved us. And as we fellowship together today, just celebrating the goodness of the Lord, we ask, O God, that the joy of the Lord be in our hearts, in our soul, in our spirit, and we be lifted up over all the things that would otherwise try to keep us down. We rejoice, Lord, because the grave could not keep You in. Hallelujah. Blasted out of there. Say, what? What are You looking for? Why seek ye the dead among the living? Why seek ye the living among the dead, rather? He said, look, He is not here. He is risen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we're not crucifying Christ again. No, we're celebrating His resurrection. One time He was crucified. That's it. You know, and by the offering of Himself, He perfected forever them that are sanctified, you know, and trust in His name. Jesus is our passport to eternal life. And we celebrate, we rejoice, and we praise the name of the Lord. What a beautiful name it is, and what a powerful name it is. A name that is above every name. Hallelujah. And because He lives, we shall live also. So this weekend, as the world is celebrating, we celebrate or remembering, I don't know what they celebrate, the world may be remembering and marking the resurrection of the Christ. That's what we want to celebrate. You know, forget Easter. I was talking to somebody yesterday. He said, well, Easter. I said, well, I don't know about that, but I know about the resurrection of the Lord, because Easter is about bunnies. It's about hunting, you know, rabbit eggs and all these things. And look, that's all pagan stuff, but we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord. You know, that's how the people of God should be calling it. You know, never mind about Easter. That doesn't mean anything much to us. But it is the resurrection of the Lord. And He's resurrected. Is He risen in your hearts? Glory to God. He is risen in our hearts. So I want to say happy resurrection weekend to everybody. Well, also, you know, there are many myths around this Easter thing that people celebrate and so forth, you know. So, but, you know, it's okay. Yeah, it's just like Christmas and every other thing. I mean, it's okay. You know, as long as people are acknowledging the Lord, it's okay. We know the Lord could not have died on Friday and risen on Sunday. That the scripture would be broken if he did that. As Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the belly of the earth. And destroy it, he said, and then 3 days I'll raise again. Well, Friday to Sunday is not exactly 3 days, you know, but that there's not even three nights or 3 days in that. You know, so, and we know he died around 3 p.m. ish, you know, or noon to 3 p.m. somewhere in there, you know. And so that's not quite 3 days. But nevertheless, the world celebrates it. The world remembers it. So we, you know, celebrate. And it's a great opportunity to give a shout out to the Lord. Somebody says happy Easter to you. Tell them it's not about Easter. It's about the resurrection of the Lord. And do you have that resurrection power? He said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. But that's what gives us a new day. You know, that's what it is. Without him doing that, we would still be in the old day. We would still be in the old man, still languishing away in our sins. But this is a new day because of what he did. Because of what Christ did, I can rejoice in the hope of his salvation. Glory to God. He is my passport. Hallelujah. That's how, you know, that's what you present. You know, to have an entrance. So, you know, shall an entrance be ministered unto you abundantly into the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that entrance is based on the blood of Christ and faith in his name. As many as believe on him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. And there is a process to this becoming. Hallelujah. Instant power is given to us, but there is a process, ladies and gentlemen, to it. Which is what Apostle Paul said in Galatians 4 and 19. He said, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until Christ be formed in you. Now, they were believers, but it's a process of getting that Christ fully formed in us. And so, as we go through and remember at this time, you know, let Christ be fully formed in us. But above all, it is a time to rejoice. It's not a time of mourning. It's not a time of, you know, ashes. Some people say, you know, Ash Wednesday or whatever. Somebody asked me yesterday about Ash Wednesday. I said, well, what is that? It's been a long time. I've even heard of that. It's not a time to put ashes on your head. Glory to God. It's a time to celebrate. Glory. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is no longer in the grave. He blasted out of there. You know, and, you know, that's why we lift up our heads and we celebrate. Say, you know, together with my dead body, you shall live. And because he lives, we live. Hallelujah. So it's a weekend of celebration. Glory to God. And let's remember, you know, all of the things, you know, that he did for us. According to Isaiah 53, he was wounded for our sins. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace. And we talked about that the other day. He paid for our priests already. It was laid upon him. And the Lord laid upon him the iniquity of us all. And by his stripes we are healed. It's a complete package. You know. One is not without the other. You believe in his salvation. Then believe in his, you know, the power to heal, to restore, to deliver, you know, to give us peace and everything that he did for us. That's what we ought to be celebrating. Celebrating. Paul said, look, I was chief among the sinners because I persecuted the church of God. But now, you know, I do not frustrate the grace of God. You know, I am what I am. Glory to God by the grace of God. So today is another day. We are now what we are in the Lord by faith. Glory to God. And we do not frustrate that grace. Listen, it's a new day. It's a new life. It's a good life. Jesus said, I come to give you life and that abundantly. Hallelujah. You know, so come and taste that the Lord is good. Just in case you may not have experienced the joy of salvation. Oh my goodness. The joy that a burden of guilt, you know, the weight of sin and all of those things are lifted up. Hallelujah. Grace from the Lord. Forgiveness when no one else would forgive you. Redemption from God through our Lord Jesus Christ when it seems far too late. In John chapter 8, they brought the woman in the midst of adultery. She was condemned. But Jesus granted her grace. Grace for another day. Hallelujah. And she could go away and say, this is another day. And, you know, I guarantee you, those that wanted to stone her to death, they probably found her after Jesus released her and said, you're still here? And she would say, this is another day. Hallelujah. Because he set me free. Glory to God. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodly lusts, you know, and all these worldly things and so forth going on in this world, we must live, you know, goodly, righteously, and soberly in this present world. Titus 2:11-13. Looking for a blessed hope and a glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what the grace of God does for us. It liberates us to serve Him. Hallelujah. Jesus said, go and sin no more. The thief on the cross, condemned already, was finished, was going straight to hell. Well, oh my goodness, hanging upon that cross, even at in his last dying breath, he was still saving souls. Woo-hoo, the master. You know, and then that man just reached out to him and said, Lord, have mercy upon me. Remember me, Lord, when you come into thy kingdom. That's all it takes. So reach out to his mercy. You know, reach out for his mercy. And Jesus said, verily I say unto you, this day, hallelujah, redemption, when it seemed that it's far too late. Hallelujah. For that man, it was far too late. Because he was already condemned to die. He was already crucified. He was bleeding to death. But Jesus, my goodness, hallelujah, he saved him too. My lions, how much more those of us who are saved to serve the Lord. That man didn't get a chance to do anything for the Lord. He made it in barely by the skin of his teeth. But we are here. We got an opportunity to serve the Lord. We got an opportunity to be his witnesses. We got an opportunity to be his ambassadors. And every day we can say, this is a new day to praise the Lord. This is a new day to be of service to him. Hallelujah. This is a new day to be his witnesses. And this is a new day to shout out the glory of God. The psalmist said, O Lord, forsake me not until I've shown thy power to this generation and thy glory to everyone that is to come. And that's our role, that's our duty, even at this time. What a time of joy. This is the time for the believers to be laughing in and out of fellowship. This is the time for us to have our victory. We should not have our heads bowed down in anything at all, because Jesus already paid the price for our victory. He paid a price for our victory. And if we look unto him, Look unto me, he said, and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth. But look unto him. Oh my goodness. He's able to save to the uttermost those that put their trust in him. So at this time, I just want to remind us that, look, you haven't begun in the spirit. Don't try to finish it up in the flesh. That's why people get into self-righteousness, and that never works. Sin consciousness never works. Self-righteousness never works. You know, we need to put away the old man and put on the new man. And when we are in the new man, we remember that it is he in us, Christ in us, a hope of glory. But we don't keep wallowing in sin so that grace may abound. Absolutely not. Grace is what liberates us. And our response to his grace is to serve him in joy. Glory to God. So ladies and gentlemen, that's what we are celebrating this weekend. And I want to turn the fellowship hour to you today to give a praise to the Lord, to give a shout out, to give a psalm, to give a dream, a tongue, an interpretation. These are the things. When you come, every one of you has this and that and the other. Just let everything be done decently. You know, so it is your hour to praise the Lord. You can praise him any which way you want. You can even give us a word that the Lord had dropped in your heart. And what a day to share with one another. You know, the early church were always sweet together in one accord, sharing, you know, in prayers, in fasting, in breaking of bread, and all of these things they did. And they had fellowship. Glory to God. And we thank God that God has given us the ability today, again, at such a platform as this, to be able to have fellowship one with another every single day. It's amazing. Every time I think about it, I'm just grateful and thankful to God that we can have fellowship every single day through this app with all these wonderful brothers and sisters that we have met here on this app. We would never have met many of you if it hadn't been for this app. But we rejoice that God brought us together and we can fellowship together, can strengthen one another, we can encourage one another. And ladies and gentlemen, my hope is anchored on the work that Christ did for us. That's what I present. You know, it's a not having my own righteousness, but the righteousness which is by faith. Say, the Son of God is living in me. Hallelujah. I am crucified with Christ. Woo-hoo. Nevertheless, I live. The crucified part is to put the flesh under. The living part is we live in the spirit to the glory of God. You know, we must, you know, crucify our flesh daily. But we must also live in the spirit. You know, and the life that I live now in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He understood those things and it was so precious to him. And Jesus said, he that is forgiven much, loveth much. And somebody who thought they never did anything, they were always self-righteous, they probably wouldn't love the Lord as much. You know, when they think of all the thing, the price, the sacrifice that Jesus went through on our behalf. But somebody who knew that they were not worthy and done a lot of things that were undeserving of his mercy. But yet, his mercy reached out to you to save you, then you ought to praise him. You know, you ought to be even more, you know, grateful and motivated. You know, said the love of God constraineth us, motivated by his love, to serve him and to praise him. Welcome to the room, ladies and gentlemen. This is another day. The sacrifice of Christ purchased for us the right into another day. Another day of a different kind. Not the same old day of condemnation. Not the same old day of sin consciousness. not the same old day of walking in the old man, but a new day of walking in newness of life. Newness of life. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. We have that grace and we have that opportunity. And he that has this hope in himself purifieth himself. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that is doing the work of purification, giving us the grace to set ourselves apart, purify ourselves from all the filthiness of this world. And Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. Our champion is risen. He is risen. Hallelujah. All the other people that claim to have done one thing or the other, you know, they started religions. Jesus didn't start any religion. But all of those people are dead and buried. None of them came out of the grave. But here we are today. The whole world this weekend recognizes the fact that our Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to die for our sins. Not only did he die, but he also rose again. And the tomb is empty. Hallelujah. Tomb is empty. And now the scripture says in Romans 10, you know, you don't need to go look for him in the grave because he's no longer there. And you don't need to go up to heaven to bring him down. He's with you already. And the word is in your mouth. So share the word with us today. Give the Lord some praise and show the Lord some love this morning, today, as we share together. God bless everyone. Welcome to the room. I will yield my mic to you now. Praise the Lord.